there. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Today, you're going to meet Donna. Donna is the founder of All Hung Up Hangers. She's walked through many luxury closets in her time as a certified luxury home marketing specialist and real estate agent. After working in the luxury resort market in Southern Florida, Donna quickly realized there was a need for high quality, personalized, and durable hangers that belonged in these closets. After several years of research, she started All Hung Up Hangers in 2017. Ever since then, these products have been benefiting clients who simply want the best in quality and design in all aspects of their life. So today we're going to talk about hangers and small business entrepreneurship. So let's get going. Hi, everyone. As promised, I'm here with Donna. Hey, Donna, thanks for coming on to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love your story. And I know that you're a multi-talented type of girl. So let's talk about the backstory of how you got into the hanger business from your realtor business. What's the transition here?
Okay. That was actually an interesting transition. So I walked through hundreds of high-end closets because I do a lot of high-end real estate. And I noticed that most of the closets did not have quality hangers, matching hangers. A lot of them were using those cheap velvet ones or those tubular plastic ones. And mm-hmm. my father is a hanger manufacturer. He actually sells to, well, he doesn't sell, he's the manufacturer, but their customers are major, major retailers. So they ship in containers. And I said to my dad, at the time I was about 55, so I felt I could use a little nepotism. I said, Dad, I think there's a market here to go direct to consumer. And he agreed. And so I designed a line of six different hanger styles. We have about 55 different SKUs. I have a few bestsellers, and they really, really are designed with high-end closets in mind, but also people who desire high-end closets but maybe don't have the space for them. So just to give your closet a little shine, let's just say.
Yeah, I agree. I've been in so many gorgeous, gorgeous closets, and they're sitting there with dry cleaning hangers, you know, the wire ones, or like really bad shabby hangers that are falling apart. Or it's just interesting to me at the same time as you see, you know, if you have this gorgeous closet, why would you not have really good hangers? And way back early in my career, I remember, you know, when the skinny hangers came out. I remember actually doing a little informal survey, trying to fit everything on a rack with the regular hangers and trying to fit everything on a rack with the other hangers. And I know it saves about 33% of the space by going with the thinner hangers. So I think you're right. There's definitely a niche and a need for better hangers in the world. So how do you, and we'll go into the hangers in a little bit, but how do you juggle between doing your real estate business and hanging and then working with your hangers and getting those direct to consumers? I know it's really hard as an entrepreneur. We all have multiple aspects of our business. What's the balance there? How do you handle it?
So fortunately for me, I live in South Florida, and we have a very high seasonality to our real estate. So I would say the months of December through April, I'm like jamming with the real estate. I'm really, really busy. I try and maintain the hanger business then by just fulfilling the orders, working with my little bit of staff that I have, and really just hoping the orders come in and fulfilling them on, you know, and so that's that chunk. But now once my season sort of dies down, which is April, I've been really, really working hard on the hangers, expanding my reach, trying to get my product into more people's hands and trying to educate the world or about the importance of a good sturdy hanger, sorry, and about the cost savings that it'll actually create because they don't break our hangers and they're just a really good product that no one else is doing, or there's none other on the marketplace that I'm aware of that are similar.
Yeah, I think they're fantastic. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. And I think it's also, a lot of us have ebbs and flows in our business.
Right.
And I love the fact that you can take advantage of the slower time and do the hanger business when you're jammed, you're just fulfilling orders. I think as entrepreneurs, we all experience that. But you have a real kind of hard stop, soft, which is good for you. Being in Southern Florida, it helps you a lot. Do more of that balance, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's just lucky. I mean, and some summers I am busy. Like but lately it's been our seasons have been really compressed. I'm starting to get listings that are going live this fall, and I
Yeah.
also have a partner now with real estate. We've been partnered for about 4 or 5 years, but now we're going full-fledged partnership where we're just splitting everything, and she's covering me when I can't be available. So,
I love that.
yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing about delegating and partnering for sure. Yeah. There is
Yeah.
something to be said about that. Having someone else in your side by your side to help you.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time, do the things you can't do, do the things you don't want to do, have someone else who has that other skill set that can handle all that kind of thing. So
Right.
let's talk about your hangers. I know, boy, I have seen so many hangers. Give me an example. What's your best-selling hanger? Let's talk about that one.
So since we're talking today about thin hangers, I brought or I have with me my thin hangers because I really want to sh I
Ooh,
want the
yeah, look
audience
at
to know.
that.
Okay, so they're just as thin as those velvet hangers, but were basically indestructible. These were designed for a retailer who actually went out of business a while ago, so they're patent pending. And because I'm a woman, because I wear dresses and slippery shirts, I made sure that we embedded rubber shoulders so nothing would fall off. Of course, we have the notches for those thin spaghetti straps.
Love that.
Yeah, all my clips are obviously movable, so you can adjust them, but I don't think, but they're also rubberized. And so
Oh,
I,
that's nice.
yeah, and they really pinch hard, so, but they don't wrinkle the clothes. My boys love these hangers because anyone who has boys knows that they're lazy with clothes, right? And the hanger, the pants, they just pull, yank their clothes right off these hangers and they're indestructible.
Sweet.
They hardly bend. But the real key thing is I want everyone to understand that they're just as thin as those velvet hangers. They
Yeah.
swivel the same, but they'll last and they won't end up in our landfill. And as a former Canadian, I was always very mindful of the environment. And I'm glad that all of North America's caught up, but that was always very important to me, making sure that we limit what goes into the waste.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's so many that go, and I don't think they destruct anyhow the ones that go into the even
No.
in recycle. I
Right.
love the fact that it swivels.
Yeah.
A lot of the cheaper ones don't swivel properly, and then they
No.
break, and then
Yeah.
they end up in the landfill.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's great, and it's a nice color too.
Thank you. This is my navy. I brought all five
Nice.
colors of the thin plastic.
Oh, sweet.
So this is my black. Obviously, this is the best seller. Everyone loves black, but black's boring. So
Yeah,
I went with hot pink because
there you
I'm a pink. I love pink. And I did this one with a rose gold. I just felt that was more feminine.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
gorgeous.
So thank you. And all of these also come with clips, right? So I didn't bring all of them. I didn't want to get too bogged
Oh,
down.
I like the clear. Yeah, I'm all
Yeah.
about clear.
So I, a housewife of New Jersey, Dolores Catania, she has her closet filled with these. She bought them for me. And then just a basic clean white. And I brought the
Nice.
clips.
Yeah,
Way.
so you can get the clear that has the pull underneath of it as well.
Yeah, they all come with
All
clips
different
too.
ways.
Yeah, and
That's
if I
great.
were buying them, well, I don't have, if I would do, the ratio is about 70-30, 70% top and 30% bottom. But again, if you have a smaller closet, these are, you can hang top and bottoms, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can get fit at least 33% more clothes in your closet. If you're bursting at the seams, go for the
Right,
skinny
right.
hangers for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
And they're not that much more. I think we if you get a I think my clips, if you buy 100 of them, are 350 a hanger. So it's really comparable to the less expensive, I don't want to, dare I say, cheap velvet hangers, but they're an investment that will just last. And I also think they're great gifts if you're really out of gift ideas. It's good.
Yeah, that sounds great for the
Yeah.
woman who has everything, right? Get
Exactly.
her some nice hangers,
Right.
because we all love to have, I don't know, I like to walk into my closet and see everything that matches and
Right.
everything lined up. You know, it's just a
Yeah.
thing that we do as women, I do believe.
Yeah.
A lot of
Yeah.
it anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your father's been in the business for a long time. Did you consider that you were going to go and go direct to consumer way back in the day, or was it something that you just had this flash going,
I had
oh?
an aha moment as I was walking through these closets. And also, business has changed in the last 10 years. I dare I say last 20, but I wasn't up to doing it, that long ago. Business has changed. You can go direct to consumer now.
Yeah.
It's just a different way of doing business, but I
Yeah.
watched my
Yeah.
daughter's buying behavior. Oh my gosh. And anyone who has a daughter knows. I mean, there's a package arriving at the door basically every day, right? So, whatever it is.
Right. So if people want to find your hangers, where can they find them?
So, we are on Amazon, but if you want to be signed up for, different discounts or different promotions, I would suggest going to All Hung Up Hangers. .com, which is
Awesome. And I'll put that in the show notes too. And I'm sure you'll have better pricing and some discounts and some fun promotions coming out for it for sure. And you might as well get to know Donna anyhow since you're buying her hangers. So yeah, absolutely. So what do you feel has been the what's the sticky, tricky part of going direct to consumer? What's been a big a challenge for you? Because I know it's not everybody's game and it's tough.
It's super tough. It's way tougher than I thought. Without criticizing the various platforms, it takes a lot of budget to run the ads. There's a behavior that the consumer has now that they can return anything for any reason. Basically, it's hard to get through the noise. And once you get through the noise, though, if you have a great product, you do just take off. So it's a double, there's two sides to the coin. So it's a matter of finding that tipping point, and then you're good. But you have to have a good product. You really do.
Yeah, absolutely. So people won't return it and won't have any reason to. So what's the most memorable part of launching? What's the most memorable sale or what happened to you as you jumped into this business?
So I don't have a specific memorable, well, there's been a couple of celebrities, and I know because I'm still a small business, so I see the labels going out. So that's kind of fun when you see someone famous and you're like, whoa. And I'm like, can you just tell your friends? But so far that's happened. But what's amazing is I have a product. I didn't count on this. I didn't even think about this, is that it's a kind of product that people reorder all the time. So I see people that reorder like three, four, five, six times. And in fact, this week I got an order from someone I haven't shipped to in about 2 years. So that's fun. And I know as I grow, and this is a sustainable business. As long as I get through all the noise online, it's sustainable.
Yeah, and I can see how people would say, okay, I'm going to start out with this, and then, okay, I love this so much, I'm going to go into my hall closet. Or,
Right.
oh, yeah, my boys just killed my hangers. I think I should get
Right.
those other hangers that are
Boys and hangers.
indestructible.
Yeah. And there's a video on my website showing the indestructibility. Oh, I got that word out of the hangers. So
Love
it's
it. I
great.
love it. That's great. So talk to me a little bit about your business as a real estate agent in Florida. What do you find is one of the most challenging aspects of that? You know, I know your seasonality has got to be tough.
Right. So the obvious, like the real estate is probably the most competitive business around in terms of there's such a low barrier to entry. For and anyone thinks they can get on, they get their license and be like, was it million dollar listings or whatever it's called? I don't even watch it because I live it. So I've been doing it for 20 years and I don't find it anything. I mean, I love it. It's I don't it's sort of like wearing an old pair of jeans. I don't have anything that's super challenging or anything. I've put in my time. I'm a hard worker. I do get a lot of inbound calls, so asking for my help. And I don't know. I mean, it's a challenging business, you know. There's a lot of problems, but oh, so I guess what you're asking is the way I handle my stress or keep my stress down is that there's two things that I learned early in my career. One is I'm just the agent, right? I can't control people, and it's a people business. I can't control the buyer. I can't control the seller. I'm a vessel. Once I got my head around that, I was like, okay, there goes that stress because I can control it, right? And the second thing I learned from my work experience is that if I set the table at the beginning and I say, these are the expectations, this is how I work, this is what you can expect. And even though I've told you every possible glitch that could happen, something else is going to happen. And I tell you, it's true, right? And I say, I learned something from every deal. That's it. And once you open up, I guess, the communication and just the expertise, I guess, people are a lot more relaxed. I mean, you still get the odd whack job, if I'm allowed to say that. But I mean, for the most part, people are pretty like once you lay the set, you know, once you set the table, it's people are like, okay. And they really feel like they're in good hands because I, you know, yeah.
I love that. I love that. Let's set the table and set expectations, for sure.
Yeah.
That is great advice for anybody that's out there dealing
Yeah.
with two ends of the corn, you know,
Yeah.
two ends of
Yeah.
the coin. You can't control them. You can
Nope.
only control the way that you react, or
Right.
the way that you act yourself.
Right.
And
And
hopefully,
yeah, and segueing that to the hangers. So one of my when I get feedback like through my what are they called? Recommendations, whatever. My customer service they say is outstanding. And I don't know how to be any other way, right? Because I'm used to real estate. So
You pretty much have to be. Well, the fact that you're still there 20 years later, working with high-end properties on, you know, the East Coast of Florida, that's saying that you know what you're doing for sure. How do you celebrate your successes? When you land a good
Well,
deal or you ship out a big package of hangers,
you know what? I go back to the grind. I don't take a
Oh,
moment off. I just keep going, you know, I'll go woohoo, and then on to the next.
this is why I asked this question, Donna, because I find that many of us are just steamrollers and we don't pause to stop to celebrate. And it's an important thing. So I ask this on my podcast because it's a reminder to myself that I need to also stop and smell the roses, so to speak, go, you know, I did this. This is a great mountain.
It is, but on the other hand, we wouldn't be who we are if we didn't continue steamrolling, right?
That's true.
I
That's true.
do try. I do. I'd be lying if I say I don't. I do take time off work, but it's all scheduled, right? It's not like, oh, I did so well this week, I'm gonna take off Thursday, Friday. It's scheduled time off. It's like I'm going on a vacation at the end of the month or whatever, That's
Right,
how I do
right.
it. But I personally believe in travel, in vacations. I'm not one of those, but
Yeah, absolutely. So that's how you celebrate. You
yeah.
say, "Oh, I'm going to be going there at the end of the month." Now,
Right.
speaking of schedule, how do you handle your calendar and your schedule? How do you keep track of where you have to be when? What's your favorite calendaring or hack?
You know what? I tried all this digital stuff. I need to write down things. I just have to be able to flip through my week and see what I have, and then that I'm old fashioned. I'm still old fashioned.
Well, a lot of real estate agents are. I
Yeah.
have very many who are my clients, and the calendar, actually physically writing it, I think it's because of the skill set that you have to be a good real estate agent. The tactile seems to be something that really helps a lot.
Good to know. I thought I
Yeah,
was outlasting
yeah.
the high green. Yeah.
Well, there's no one way to do anything, right? So,
Right.
the question is, if you lose your book, what will happen to your life? So that's always the big one.
If I lose my nothing, because
Nothing.
I'll no, I mean I it's there, but I get a new book. I don't know.
Yeah,
A
yeah.
lot of it stays up here anyways. Just that's
Yeah.
how I am. But writing it down relieves my anxiety. But if I lost my book, I'd be very upset, of course.
Yeah.
But I'd have to get a new one. That's all.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's
Yeah.
okay. Writing it down means that it's you're holding it in your brain a little bit
Right.
more,
Right.
for sure. And yeah, I'm with you on that. So if you could turn back time and tell 18-year-old Donna, now when did you move to the US, by the way? How old were you?
28, when I was 28.
Okay, so you were 18, you were in Canada still. If you had to give advice to her, what would you ask her or explain to her or tell her?
Okay, that's so multifaceted. I would tell her to, I always was like, I have an MBA. I was always that aggressive, not aggressive is the wrong word, but I was always that go-getter, I guess. I
Yeah.
would tell her to keep working, because I did take off time when the kids were young and I loved it. But I think I would have been better off staying working. Yeah,
Okay.
just figure it out better.
Yeah.
I wasn't in the position to be able to do that because my husband traveled so much and we lived alone with no parent, no support, no
Right.
grandparents or anything. So it wasn't possible, but I think that's what I would have told her.
Yeah. If you could have figured out a way to work it around. A lot of women, I think,
Oh,
face
really?
that same challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, am I gonna, full time with the kids? Can I do a hybrid? But when your spouse is traveling or your partner's traveling, that makes it difficult,
So hard.
especially because you had moved down south, far, far away from Canada,
Right,
without
right.
your support system.
Right. We have no
Yeah.
one. But I think now it's probably easier with online work and stuff. But then you had, when I was young, we had to actually go into an office. What a concept.
What a concept, huh?
Yeah. And they owned you. They really owned you.
Yeah.
If you took,
Yeah.
when I, my first job in South Florida, if I took off for a doctor's appointment, they docked my pay. It was that crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, these kids don't get it, but that's what it was like.
Yep. And that's a girl with an MBA,
Yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Who's owned, who feels owned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad things have shifted in that regard
Yeah.
for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, although, then it's taking control of your time. It seems to be something that is challenging for a lot of the newbies coming out.
Yeah, because there's no boundaries. I mean, people call me at 8, 9 o'clock at night. I just don't answer, and I don't care because I'm old. But But I know some people are like, I gotta answer the call 24/7. I said, well, you kind of don't, and you're not productive, right?
I found in early in my career that the biggest sign of professionalism is knowing when to say no and saying no. No, I can't really do that for you. That's the height of professionalism, not being all things to all people, because then you just burn out, fry out, and doesn't work anyhow. It's not sustainable. Well, I love your hanger brand for sure. I'm so excited about it. I'm going to put the links in the show note. And I think if people go to your say your website again.
It's all hung up hangers, and they'll get a special 10% off.
Yay.
We'll I guess we can call it organized and energized. That's
Sure.
great.
allhungupHangers.com/organized. We can just call it organized.
Organize 10. Let's do that.
How's that?
Okay.
Organize 10, and you can get a 10% discount. And I'll put that in the show notes below. Now, is there anything that you wanted to talk about that we haven't really bridged in this conversation?
No, I would say, well, let's just talk to all our entrepreneurs out there. Just keep hustling. It is hard. It is definitely hard, but it is worth it. Right?
Absolutely.
It's worth it. Yeah.
What makes you feel good about being an entrepreneur?
I'm just because you start, it's the creativity. I mean, you start something from nothing, right? And then you grow this thing, like it's like a plant, right? You water it, and then there's weeds, and there's it's just it's but as it blossoms, like it's really kind of neat versus buying into a business that's already established, which is, I think, much easier. But who am I? Because I never did that. But creating something that wasn't there before is something to be proud of.
You're a talk of my language. It's all about the creative process. I'm with you on that. I've never bought into anybody else's program. Just that the whole thing of creating something from an idea and then seeing it to fruition. And I agree, you have the weeds you got to pluck out and all that good stuff. But so what? And then you have the fertilizer, you got to nourish it. And then when you watch it grow up on its own, it's extremely, extremely rewarding.
So good.
Yeah. Well, I wish you much success.
Thank
Everybody
you.
check out the hangers. I'm so excited. Having a good hanger brand that doesn't fall apart is so important. And skinny that saves a lot of space. As an ex-professional organizer, that's really the important thing for me is let's save space. Well, thank you, Don. I really appreciate you being
You.
on the show. It's a
I
pleasure
appreciate
to connect with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's so appreciated. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys, if you got something from this is a wrap of the episode. If something landed for you, or you have some friends that you want to tell about this hangers, or you want have friends who are juggling multiple businesses and you took away some words of wisdom or something, please share it. I am like two people away from having 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. Please go to YouTube channel and subscribe to Organize and Energize. I'd really appreciate your help. And meanwhile, until next week, we will see you then.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.